show here tonight. We got our festival guests that are going to be speaking again tonight. We enjoyed last night's service. We're glad to have you aboard. And we are transmitting from Hallelujah Acres. And we've had a wonderful day fellowshipping in the season of Passover. Now, as we have told you, we keep the second Passover simply because the Bible says in the ninth chapter of the book of Numbers that we are to keep the second Passover in case we are in a far country. Well, here we are in a far country. America, USA, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. It's a wonderful country, and we would like to have Yahweh's blessings upon it. He said, if my people are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that he would heal the land and restore what the cankerworm and the caterpillar has eaten up. So tonight, we are just fellowshipping, had eight souls added to the kingdom tonight, eight beautiful Israelite children baptized in the great name of Yahweh from different parts of the country, and we appreciate Yah's children coming home to heaven through the repentance and water baptism in the name of Yahweh. All right, let's get it started. And Brother Jonathan, you're on tonight. Welcome to Hallelujah Acres and the Fellowship of a Passover.
Well, thank you, Brother Buddy. I'm glad to be able to make it up here and to be able to spend my time with each and every one of my brothers and sisters. I'm from Chester, South Carolina. My name is Jonathan Johnson. I've been in the name of Yahweh now for 13 years, and it's the greatest name in the world that I have ever heard of or ever come to know. And I'm glad of the truth that Yahweh has brought me into, the second Passover, the lunar Sabbath, and it's a pleasure to grow more and more each and every day and to serve Yahweh to the best of my ability. And I'm going to pass the phone on now so my brother here can do his.
Well, first I want to say praise Yahweh. I want to thank him for showing me who he is.
Amen.
I want to thank him for showing me who I am in him.
Amen.
You know, I've been on a way for about 35 years. But here the last year, I found the way in Yahweh. You know, I come down here from Ohio. My name is Ray Leffingwell. I was born April 6, 1958. I got on the Naval Observatory site on the internet, and I found out that I was born on a high Sabbath, on a full moon, on Passover. Now, I don't understand all of Yahweh's ways, but here I am on a high Sabbath, on a full moon, on Passover, and I died in water baptism in his name. And I came up born again on the high Sabbath, on the Passover, on the full moon. Now, I don't understand Yahweh's timing, but I want to be in that timing.
Amen.
Now, this moon phase, this lunar moon phase, you know, every solar day seems the same. If I get knocked out for two or three days and I wake up, the first thing I'm going to say is, what day is it? Well, they can lie to me and tell me it's any day they want. Just
Amen.
Like the church world's lying to you tonight, telling you it's any day they want to say. Well, one thing we know for sure, the moon can't lie. The moon is set in the star, in the sky, for an appointment of time. I could wake up 30 days from now, 45 days from now, and I can look at that moon, and I know what day of the lunar cycle it is. Well, how many knows tonight that Yahweh knows, because he hung that moon right there for us. So here we are on this high Sabbath, on this full moon, on this Passover, the second Passover, the day that they killed the Lamb of God, the day that was set aside to take away, through the blood, the sins of the world. And I want to thank him again.
Amen.
For the opportunity to know these great people. You see, today I seen the rest of me in these people. And I let them see the rest of them in me.
Amen.
Christ said, Father, make them one as we are one. I in you, and you in me, and us in them. Why is that so important? So we may be made one and be perfect. He said, be ye perfect as I am perfect. How many knows today, old Ray Leffingwell was far from perfect, but the Yahweh inside of me ain't nothing but perfect. And I thank him for that opportunity to step into the fullness of the dispensation of time to express myself, Yahweh, manifested in a fleshly body, that I might have got the same old name, I wear the same old clothes, but my, if you could see inside of me. I love y'all out there, and I hope you listen and take heed to Pastor Buddy. He's got the words to eternal life. This is something serious tonight, people. We're talking about your soul salvation and your eternity. And if you don't know the name of the Father that Christ operated in, you're no part of him. They had the Father's name in their forehead.
Yeah.
Do you have that name tonight? I love you all. Please search out the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life.
Amen.
Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Ooh, thank you, Ray.
Praise Yahweh. Yeah. All right. Well, my name is Aaron Kahn, and this is probably my first time ever saying my name on the radio. But I've been in the name of Yahweh for 4 years now, 20 years old. I've been all over around the country, and I've studied various religions and spiritual beliefs and stuff. And Yahweh was the answer to everything I was asking for. I had tons of knowledge that I wanted, and I couldn't obtain it through any Baptist church or through myself and whatnot. So when I found the name of Yahweh, everything just came alive. A fire was ignited in me.
Praise
and
God.
My life changed from
yeah.
then on.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't understand, well, Yahweh, that's just an Hebrew name for God. No, it's not. That's the biggest lie ever. And I don't know. I don't understand how people can take that and go, that's the truth. And, you know, Yahweh's name is the only truth that you'll ever get. And if you want any more after that, Yahweh's the only key, gate, whatever you ask for. And so that's basically my advice would be just you get the name, you got everything.
Amen.
And then whatever you ask for, he says, you ask and you shall receive.
Amen.
Ask in my name and you receive.
Amen.
And so it could be anything. You know, as long as you have the will and the want, Yahweh examines that and goes, okay, well, whether it's negative or positive, he's always going to give it to you. It's going to benefit you. You're going to learn from something. I've asked for many negative things. And bam, I learned something. I'm like, okay, I guess I didn't need that.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, now I got to think about things a little bit better because he's going to give them to you.
Yeah.
Whether it's positive or negative.
Amen.
So, yeah, it's just people just need to put thought when it's Yahweh, because when you say his name, you got his full attention. You might as well have grabbed him on the pant leg and go, hey, and he talked to you about something. Same way the sick lady grabbed onto the Messiah. And he goes, whoa, who grabbed on me? I felt the power come through.
Amen.
So, you know, you have to grasp onto those tzitzits of Yahweh, basically, to even get a jolt of anything.
Amen.
So, yeah, basically all I have to say. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
All right, we got Brother R.C. with us tonight, and he's going to play you a little tune on the old harmonica. All right, Brother R.C.
Okay, before I start playing the harmonica, my friends, if you ain't got Yahweh, you just as well go blow your brains out, because you got nothing. It can't get much more simple. Either you're going to serve Satan or you're going to serve Yahweh. Whether it be mama, daddy, whatever. Hey, I ain't got no family, only Yahweh. And my pastor's right here in front of me. Would you hold that, please?
wearing the name Yahweh and being baptized in that name.
Amen.
The greatest, the most magnificent, and the all-powerful name of Yahweh. And the Messiah, when he came in the flesh, he said he came in his Father's name. Where did the word Jesus come from? If he came in his Father's name, was his Father named Jesus? He said, I and my Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And as a consequence, let me give you the real name. YHVH or YHWH, the Tetragrammaton, the holy name that is above all names, Yahweh. So there were those who took on that name today in the testimony of baptism, the washing away of sins, putting down the old and putting on the new.
Hallelujah.
We pray that you would find our website and look at the information, listen to the sermons, and there's a lot of information there. It's strictly information. There's no pictures, no advertisements, just good old country preaching. Praise Yahweh, and we'll return this phone to the pastor.
Thank you, Brother Bob. Now, if you would like to go to the website, like Brother Bob said, it's oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh, oneyahweh.com. Go there for information, radio broadcasts are continuously playing, or you can download on your favorite player and listen at your convenience, and you can study the articles of faith we got there, the information that's available to you, some information about what's happening in the present world. For instance, tonight, we are facing peril in the Gulf Coast. A lot of things are going on. We don't know why. We have storms. We have earthquakes. We have famine. We have pestilence. And, ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to wonder why. You only have to believe the Bible, because he said, if you don't turn from your wicked ways and return to me, this nation would perish with storms, waves of the sea roaring, earthquake, famine, pestilence, wars, rumors of wars, trouble, and it even mentioned terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, we are being assaulted from all sides for our disobedience. Let's turn back to Yahweh before it's too late. Brother Jeff?
Thanks, Pastor Buddy. I appreciate my allowing me to give my testimony. Name, the Lunar Sabbath, Second Passover. All these things, all you have to do is pick up your King James Bible, or I like a New English too, and dig in there. And I'm telling you, you will find the truth if you search for it with all your heart.
Yes, you will.
And there's nothing like it. And I wanted to tell you that I was out there once in the same way, not knowing things, reading by rote, overcome with tradition, and just embedded in us like crazy. And I'm telling you, once Yahweh opens your eyes, you'll never be the same again.
Amen.
Once you go down to that water like I did, and a cold stream buddy dunked me in, is just freezing. And I'm telling you what, I had the pleasure today of witnessing 8 more beautiful souls baptizing into the name of Yahweh. And it was a blessing and a half.
Amen.
8 more souls into the kingdom, sealed to their foreheads. I'm telling you, what a blessing. Praise Yahweh. That's all I can say.
Praise Yahweh.
Allen from Strawberry Plains, Tennessee, and I have known Pastor Betty since. I just wanted to say I ordered just a few weeks ago a Bible that doesn't have anything but Yahweh's name on every page. And it doesn't have Jesus or Lord or God. It's just really wonderful. to get a book like that. And the first day I had that book, I studied it for about an hour or something like that. But I was up all night almost, about 3:30 in the morning. That is how much power that book has. That's how much power the name has. It can keep you awake. So if that means it can give you the strength and the courage and everything that you would need for various things that can happen in your life.
Oh, okay.
My name is Dorothy, and they call me Daddy. Viacelli is Dorothy Hill, Viacelli. I have two last names. And I love Yahweh. And Yahweh knows my name.
My name is Wayne Viacelli. And I married the Dottie that you just spoke. She still hasn't learned her new last name. We've been married 16 years. I wanted to mention something. A couple of the brothers have mentioned the lunar calendar. And when I first heard it, I've been in the name of Yahweh for over 20 years. But when I first heard the lunar, I thought, well, these people were out of their mind. And I got to looking at a calendar, and I would ask you people out in Radio Land, take a look at your calendar that's on your wall or your desk right now. Take a look at it, and if you flip over to October, November, December, and so forth, you'll see the little symbols on all the days of the moon cycles, quarter moon, half moon. So I called a cousin of mine. He's the chief meteorologist of TV-12 up in Flint, Michigan. He has 4 master's degrees plus 1 other, and he's married to a doctor. And I figured he's pretty sharp. Being Italian, that end of the line was all Catholic. But I asked him, I said, tell me about the lunar. Tell me about this moon thing. He says, what are you talking about? And I says, well, where these little symbols come from on the calendar, I hope you folks are looking at your calendar. And he says, well, the moon never changes. It's been consistent forever. He said, quote, unquote, I can go 10,000 years in the future.
Hallelujah.
And tell you what day of full moon or a quarter moon. And he didn't know where I was coming about from the lunar Sabbath. He just said that the moon's consistent, always has been.
Yes.
Now, if you think about that, and I hope you will. It's my sincere prayer you'll think about it. What did they use during the day that so-called Jesus, that Yahweh was here? When he was on earth, they didn't have a Gregorian calendar like you have, like you're looking at. They didn't have a Julian calendar after Julius Caesar. And he explained the Gregorian calendar to me. It was made by 2 Italian, and I'm prejudiced there, 2 Italian scholars, and Pope Gregory sanctified that calendar. The calendar you're looking at on your wall is called the Gregorian calendar.
Right.
They didn't have that in Bible days. So what did they use? They used the lunar. It was consistent. That set the times and times of his appointments. In Daniel 7, I believe,
25.
It says 7:25. It says that men, not Yahweh, men would seek to change the times of his appointments.
Amen.
Have we done that? You betcha. That's what I wanted to say to my cousin, J.R. It made a lot of sense. To me, it hit home. It just reason, logic, and common sense. You'll find that in your dictionary under Wayne's Words of Wisdom. That's me. It just fell in place. The truth will be revealed if you seek it.
Amen.
If you seek it in his name, it'll really be revealed.
Hallelujah.
And that's what I wanted to say. We drove down here 12 hours from Michigan, and this is our 3rd Passover. And I've got to tell you, we're a small group. But what a blessing.
Thank you so much.
And, yeah, people here last night, but what a blessing. It's a great group, and we just love Yahweh. But do take a look at your calendar. See if I'm wrong. How do they know that a full moon is going to happen on December 3rd or 15th? Who told them that? The fact is, it's consistent. It has never, ever changed. Everything else changes.
Amen.
But Yahweh's times, he set up the lights for the appointments of his time. His word tells about it, and it just makes sense. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
This is Pard from Carbondale, Illinois, and today at Hallelujah Acres was fantastic. We had blue sky. It was beautiful. We had a good group. We went to the creek, and Pastor Buddy baptized 8 people. All of a sudden, it started raining real hard, so they all got baptized. Probably about 40 or 50 people there, and we just loved it. We've just been laughing and singing, praising to Yahweh. It's so wonderful. And they call me Pard, and that's P-A-R-D. It stands for People Are Real Dumb.
Amen.
And if you don't see the light in your life, you're going to be a hard person and a very sad person in the end. And I hope and pray to Yahweh that anybody that is listening to my voice tonight will get the revelation to get off their ass and learn about Yahweh. Because only Yahweh will get you to paradise. And I don't care what they do to me in this hellhole. All I want to do is get to paradise and be with Yahweh forever. And if you think about it, forever is a very long, long time. And we're only here for a blink of the eye. But the next time, it will be so wonderful that we just can't believe how wonderful it will be. Praise Yahweh!
Here, Tom, say so.
This is Brother Tom. I had a nice 600-mile trip down here from Pennsylvania. It rained about halfway into my journey, and rained cats and dogs the last half, but I'm here and I'm enjoying it thoroughly. I came across the sacred name a few decades ago, actually, so the name Yahweh was nothing new, I should say, when I first listened to Pastor Buddy more than a year ago. I was vaguely familiar with the idea of the lunar Sabbath, and by listening just about every chance I had on the short wave, I was able to come to a much greater knowledge of the lunar Sabbath, and I'm here for the week. I'm thoroughly enjoying my stay here. Property here is beautiful down in the Great Smoky Mountains area. If many of you out there listening on the radio, on shortwave, or in the midst of a city, you have no idea what joy it can be to be in God's natural zone, so to speak. Beautiful greenery everywhere, streams coming down from different angles, just excellent place to be. But once again, as I say, I came to a knowledge of the lunar Sabbath fairly recently, thanks to Pastor Buddy and another pastor in Georgia, and I'm just learning every time I have a chance. As I say, I listen to the shortwave. I pick up more and more information and incorporate it into my life, and I think that's what all of you listening should aim for as well. As new scholarship, new biblical scholarship comes around, it would be wise, I believe, to check it out, see if it's something that you want to incorporate into your own life. For many, many years, generations, centuries, the Christian church suppressed much information, murdered the opposition, and now at least we have a chance to exercise our intellect and scholarship and learn as much as we can while we have the opportunity. And so I suggest if you're at all interested in topics such as the sacred name and the lunar Sabbath, keep listening, order the information available to you, and make a choice. And I hope you all have the opportunity to come down here sometime. You, if nothing else, you'll certainly enjoy a beautiful feast week down here, and you'll go back healthier and wiser as well.
Thank you, Tom, for your testimony. My name is John Vick. I'm from Palatine, Illinois. Originally, I was from Wisconsin. I was born and raised in the Wisconsin Synod Lutheran Church. I spent 57 years in that church. Basically, it was just the traditions that they taught. It was founded by Martin Luther, and he, praise be to him that he did have the courage to break away from the Catholic Church. However, over time, basically, through their through the tradition, basically, it seemed to be a dead end. Over 5 years ago, I started listening to Pastor Buddy on the radio on the shortwave programs, and he did a couple of series at that time. One of them was that Yahweh, our great Elohim, he is one. That's straight out of the Bible, Deuteronomy 6 and 4.
Amen.
The scripture says, Yahweh, our great Elohim, he is one.
Amen.
And certainly the Lutheran Church taught this. And then Pastor Buddy tied it to a New Testament scripture where Yahweh says, when he was incarnate as the Christ, he said, I and my Father are one. You take the Old Testament scripture, Yahweh our Elohim is one. Take the New Testament scripture, I and my Father are one.
Amen.
And there goes the Trinity right in the trash can where it should have been in the first place.
Amen.
So between that and the sacred name, Sister Arlene talked about the Bible that she got recently, and it has the name of Yahweh in it. There is power in that name. It's just that most of us, all of us, have been so dumbed down by the tradition of the lies our whole lives, it takes a lot to unlearn that. It takes a lot to get over that hump. Anyway, I was listening to Pastor Buddy over 5 years ago, and I planned to come on down to the festival of the Passover in the spring of the year 2005. However, due to my work, I was called out of town and I could not attend. So I said, well, for sure I will attend in the fall feast then. And as it turned out, once again, I was actually out of town. I was actually on the other side of the world, and I was just waiting, and I just couldn't wait to get back here to the United States, to America, to come to the Feast of Tabernacles. Anyway, I got back in town. It was a Saturday, and actually I wanted to travel on Sunday, but I had to spend the whole day just resting up due to the jet lag and everything. So anyway, I came down on a Monday and met everyone that evening. Tuesday was the day of teaching, and then on Wednesday, October 19th, I said to Pastor Buddy, I'd like to get baptized, please.
Amen.
So he took me down into the creek. It was actually called the Deep Gap Creek. He put me into the water, and he drowned the old man, and I came up a new man. That was 5 years ago. Today we had 8 baptisms, and praise be to Yahweh that 8 more people have crossed over from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
Now, isn't it strange that baptism actually kills, but yet it's a transition from death into life?
Amen.
A new man comes up out of the water, a new man in Yahweh.
Amen.
And it's been a walk of faith ever since. I've left the Lutheran Church, very conservative Lutheran Church, shortly after that. And I just walked away, and you know what? Ain't missing a thing. But being with Yahweh, you start learning things.
Amen.
First of all, you're unlearning all the BS that you learned your whole life, and you start learning the truth. Number one, Yahweh is one. Number two, his great magnanimous name, his powerful name, Yahweh.
Amen.
And then the last great lesson you should learn is that you should be baptized in his name for the remission of sins, that you may receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Without the Holy Spirit in your heart, you're going nowhere. You're going the wrong way.
Amen.
And only through water baptism can you make this transition from death into life. I thank Yahweh that I was able to be here this week. It's a good time. As we said before, some of the other brothers and sisters testified that we had a baptism here, and 8 souls were saved, and the Holy Spirit rained down rain on us. So let it be a symbolic symbol that the Holy Spirit will come into your heart and hear this message, and repent and believe and come to the knowledge of the truth. Don't die in your sins, but rather get down in that water, kill the old man, and be raised a new creature in Yahweh.
Amen. Amen.
Praise be to Yahweh. Thank you.
My name's Michael Proudmore. I'm originally from Indiana. You may say, who's your mama, who's your papa? Well, I know who my papa is. Yahweh's my papa, and I know who my mama is.
Amen.
It's the heavenly Jerusalem. All you people out there, you believe in the Lord and you believe in God? Well, there's many lords and there's many gods. Well, what is his name? Have you ever studied that? In Isaiah 43, verse 11 and 10, said, before me there's no Elohim formed, neither shall there be none after me. I am thy Savior. So how in the world are you going to come up with Jesus in the New Testament? You cannot come up with the name Jesus or Jesus or Jesus. There is no Savior but Yahweh himself.
Yes.
You people out there believe in the Day of Atonement? Well, the day you put on the remit your sins and you had your sins blotted out and you was baptized in the name of Yahweh, you had all your sins blotted out. Afterwards, there's no more remission of sins, no more atonement. You made your atonement for your sins. Afterwards, you're accountable for everything. So remember that. You're accountable for everything you say and do in this world. And I thank Yahweh he's led me to the truth. He wasn't delivered to me originally by talking to you here person to person, man to man. It was delivered to me by 2 heavenly angels. So I know his heavenly magnificent name is great in all the earth. When you say his great praise, you say hallelujah. You don't say hallelujah.
No,
you say hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Oh, you people out there, you mean well. Well, the grave, the world is paved, the graves are, with people that means well.
Well,
better get into your heart and do the things that your heavenly master and Amashiach or Messiah said for you to do. Repent and be baptized in his name, and you'll never be sorry. Forsake everything. I forsake it all. I lost wife, lost home, lost everything. Got kicked out of the state of Indiana, and I'm thankful
to
Yahweh's name. Praise him.
Hallelujah.
So the old world and the old judgment is where he can kick me anywhere he wants to. He can take everything. He didn't take my life. I don't care. But he can't destroy me. My life is eternal, and I'm thankful for it. Praise Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh.
Rich, you want to testify?
you know what? We've enjoyed all the testimonies here of the saints. Some of the saints here. Some are still out in the tent, fellowshipping a little bit, and we've just enjoyed this wonderful day. This is the High Sabbath that we have celebrated, and tomorrow is a normal Sabbath day. It's or a normal work day. No longer a Sabbath day, but it's still a festival day. And we have met here, and like Tom said here, in this beautiful place right here on the Hiwassee River. It's a beautiful drive coming up the river. Beautiful trout stream, nice, clear, clean water. You don't get that in Pittsburgh too often, do you, Brother Tom, coming down through Pittsburgh? Not to say anything about the great state of Pennsylvania. It's a great state. But our state has become so polluted, our states have, with filth and residue of wickedness or the pursuit of money. Now, the Bible says that the love of money, not money, money's necessary, the love of money. True money would be silver and gold. False money, illusionary money, is fiat money that is given to you for the goods and services that you can provide by a system that creates wealth right out of midair. Then the people lust for it. We work for the mighty dollar, and we have laid up our treasure in silver and gold no longer. We don't store silver and gold any longer as wealth factor for the average person in America who used to barter and trade with silver and gold. I hope and I pray that I can live long enough to see today when we will return to the true just weights and measures. I believe it's coming soon. I hope and trust that Yahweh would grace this nation with the Valdez disaster. You haven't seen anything as compared to the shipments of atomic nuclear waste and things of this nature, filth from man's pollution going into the oceans. And Doc was reading a scripture today on Bible about the pollution and the death of our oceans. And here with the Gulf of Mexico, it is actually the Gulf of the United States. I don't know why they call it the Gulf of Mexico, because on our side it's the Gulf of the United States, which is being terribly affected by the oil spills, we believe, as a result of the seeking of wealth. The oil companies just this year, and for the last 16 years, the oil companies have benefited and profited tremendously because the government has given them free rein. They're not required to do anything to safeguard the environment. You go out here as a poor farmer, and you can put a little cement in the water over here, and the EPA will be right down your throat immediately. They're going to start, the brethren were talking today about monitoring and putting meters on the wells. They're talking about now with all of the assault on our right to bear arms, all that's now up in for approval for them to confiscate and to put more restrictions on the liberties of the people of the United States and turn loose free reign the corporations that are now free reigning through America, and the Obama, the Bush, the Clinton, so on and so forth, even back to the time of Delano Roosevelt, which right across the hill here, for we live here in the beautiful hills of Tennessee. Mr. Roosevelt, Delano Roosevelt, he spent the night over here in a train.
on the tracks that would run to Atlanta. And so he got caught over here and spent the night, and they named a little community in his honor. The New Deal is now a disaster. The Obama administration of corporation control is a disaster. We're in trouble in America because we've taken our Creator out of our administration, our daily life, and we now believe the lie of the administrations as they have promised us liberty. We get more infringed upon our rights. They're now building prisons to hold us. Those that would dare speak out against them, we are now on a watch list all over America. Concentration camps are being built, and foreign troops are now stating that they would fire on the citizens of the United States in recognitions of the right that we have given away to the United Nations to govern and police us. Ladies and gentlemen, our liberties have been taken away. Our right to worship, our right to call upon His name, our freedom and pursuit of happiness is no longer a dream of our fathers who built this country and is now torn down through the lust and the envy and the greed of the rich and the powerful as they sit in their ivory towers counting our wealth and removing it out of our country to the Queen of England, to the Vatican, and to all points where they concentrate the evil forces that have now moved in and rule the earth with a rod of iron. You ready? Yahweh's coming soon.
And it could be
in your time, praise Yahweh. We could be facing the most horrible of all disasters just on the Gulf. We have experts that say if they don't stop the flow of this oil, that it could actually affect all of life in the Atlantic Ocean. Well, we know that the Atlantic, here on the East Coast, and the commerce, and the things that we trade and barter in through shipping lanes, that the United States, even into Canada, and all points north, are from where the water, I just got a report today, that it's already showing up on the beaches of Miami, Florida, pollution. And they are using a substance that makes it more difficult to clean, even from a human body, or a fish, or a boat, or anything that is in the ocean. And the Bible just might. We've always thought it's going to be nuclear, but maybe the greed and the lust of the corporations are now causing us to suffer. All the fish in the ocean now are almost at this point without the spill is inedible, and that's why that you should limit yourself to the things that swim in the sea, especially clean fish, that they have mercury deposits.
Yes.
They have nuclear radiation deposits. Ladies and gentlemen, we spoke last night about radiation and depleted uranium in all the countries that America's gone to and fired on helpless, defenseless people. We are making a, if you will, we are practicing over in nations abroad, our army dispersed and out of America, and they're sending foreign United Nations into our land to force us to follow the rules of the gigantic communistic socialist revolution that's happening in the middle of America. If you want more of it, go vote for it. Ask for it, and it'll come to you. Lay down your rights, and they'll take them away. Surrender it at the polls? No. As Stalin said a long time ago, it is not those that vote. It depends entirely upon those who count them. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been counted out, and they counted themselves in. But again, I'll quote the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, and we're meeting a lot of good Yahweh people, I'm so thankful for having a festival here. It was just Yahweh's blessing. We've been blessed to have it here in this area of the beautiful mountains, right here on the Hiwassee. Very clean. The fish are clean. We tested the water today. Brother J.W. is a water expert. Tested the artesian well here that flows here at the farm. It rated better than the bottled water we had out in the coolers drinking. So if you people would like to bottle you up a gallon of water for tomorrow, ice it down. You might be better off to drink the alkaline water rather than the artesian well. It is much better, J.W. said, than the bottle about what it costs here. Praise Yahweh. But we're thankful for it. Now, we're going to see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South, right out of Morrison, Tennessee, with another broadcast. We'll still be in festival, as Brother John said, going through into next week. We know that the people have come to honor the Passover. Some have to get back to their jobs. Some have to get back to their homes or their businesses. And that's understandable. But praise Yahweh for the 8 wonderful souls that were baptized into the great name of the King. What a wonderful... I told the brothers and sisters, we baptized some young people today. Some old and some young. David said, I was once young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed of begging bread. As long as my people will call upon my name. He said, except they're come falling away, the end won't come. Let's keep her going until we overcome. We overcome by the blood and our testimonies. And thank you all for tonight for your testimonies. It's been wonderful. I've enjoyed this session. We'll see you Monday night at 9 o'clock around the world on WRB. Until then, I would like to tell you that Yahweh is King. That he's coming for you in a time that you might think not. It could happen tomorrow. If he don't come tomorrow, I'm looking for him the next day. Be ye also ready, for you know not in what hour that the Son of Man comes. May Yahweh bless this country. May Yahweh bless these mountains. May Yahweh shine his grace and his light upon the hills of East Tennessee. May the river continuously flow with clean water. May the people that live here drink from the wells of joy. May your heart be blessed, and may you be blessed going in to the city and coming out of the cities. May you be blessed in the marketplace. May the heirloom seeds that we still plant here, may they still grow. We know that the time is coming that they're trying to control even the food you eat. You better keep it organic. You better keep it healthy. And you better expect it. And you better wash it thoroughly. If you get it out of the market, the strangers is handling your produce. E. coli and all this mess that is coming is a result of filthiness. And the people that are coming into our land are filthy. They're not honorable citizens of the United States. They're illegal. Give them full permission. You say that the government is trying to seal off the borders? You've got to be kidding. Have you driven...